Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Enlighten Up Podcast. I'm really excited to be here again with you this week. Before I jump into introducing you to one of our favorite guests who is returns to the show, I just want to remind you that the Forbidden Journey Retreat in April is coming up. There is only maybe 5 or 6 weeks left till we do that. And so if you're thinking of booking a ticket, some of the rooms are already sold out and some of the beds are already sold out. So if you'd like to book your ticket, I'm going to leave a link in the description below. If you're ready for a soul metamorphosis, I would love to be witness to your journey and help be there for the most transformational experience you could ever imagine having. And if you're also interested, I want to let you guys know that if you were hoping to maybe do the Forbidden Journey Blueprint 8-week coaching program last time in January when I launched it, I just want to let you know that I'm reopening the doors to that for March 19th. If you're interested, I'm going to leave the links to reserve a spot. I'm only going to be taking 10 people this time. So if you're interested in doing the 8-week coaching program, I would love to have you there. But of course, today we're getting so close to springtime. And of course, we've got our favorite purple queen, Consuelo Casati, here with us today.
Hi there.
Consuelo, how are you?
I'm doing fine, very well. Thank you for asking. And good. I'm so happy to be invited every time to your show. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I know that you're absolutely loved by my audience. And so we have spring approaching us, and spring, well, not only do we have spring, but we also have the astrological new year starting, right? And so we're moving into Aries season shortly, which is also eclipse season that we have coming up. But, you know, let's talk about the number eight, the year, the number eight first, because you've kind of received some really interesting information about this year and how it pertains to the eight. And I think that would be a great way to start this discussion off, and will lead us into some of the bigger topics that this audience is going to love once we get there.
So the number eight for me, it was always my preferred number as a child. I always loved eight, probably because the infinity, the shape, it seems so balanced, like a yin and yang, a certain way if you look at, you know. And so, but what is interesting, if you start to look at number eight as a place where everything is above, you know, so it's like the materialistic part, all the lower energy, and to go through the higher vibration, we need to grow to this neck, you know, we need to pass this neck, because it's the neck between the two circle on the number. So it's very interesting, because as a metaphor, it looks like in order to be able to access to high vibration or to higher level or more spiritual level, we need to be able to let go a lot of stuff. First, going to be the ego. So you're going to be smaller. You're going to be able to bend and maybe be in our knees to go through this neck, you know. And
be more flexible.
Yeah, be more flexible. And if you look at it, it can be like a birth channel, like helping you to go back and be reborn in a different way, more spiritual, so to the higher level. So if you look in this way, it's very interesting, because this year is really a year on preparation for the number nine, but it's closing the cycle, you know, numerologically 1 to 9, you're closing the cycle. So it seems like this is the year of letting go of the ego, letting go everything, it doesn't work for you anymore, relationship, jobs, situations. So do what is needed to really be more clean and lighter, so you can move to the new vibration and be able to work for the next year. It's a preparation for the next year. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm feeling. So, and you say that you have some other information about this, right? But right to you.
Well, the way I was shown the eight earlier this year is when it comes to the journey of what we're on, right? The eight is the infinity. And I was told about, kind of got this download called like the slipstream of infinity. And that when we're moving, as we move and we go through that point, that it's almost like a point of neutrality, right? And we now are on a new journey. As we're coming around the bend, it's not like it takes a lot of time. Like it's almost like you can use the slipstream of infinity to carry you around to the other side really quickly. And so what I kind of understood from that is that this year is offering us potentials to perhaps jump into a different timeline or a newer reality or a newer version of ourselves with a little more ease if we're willing, I think, to let go and allow us to be carried into that stream. So it's interesting because even as you say, like that bottleneck part of the eight, where you need to be smaller, you need to be more flexible, you need to be squeezed through. I did talk about the convergence coming up with this year with another guest on how 2024 is a year of convergence and how we're being forced to go through this almost like a bottleneck where, you know, all your shit, you just can't bring it with you into this reality. You really can't. You've got to be willing to shed. You've got to be willing to let go. All of the dense stuff can't come with you right now. And so I think even as I think of the Eight of Cups in the tarot, the Eight of Cups is about letting go. It's about answering the call, and the moon very much has a pull on our emotions. And so when we allow ourselves to be pulled into this slipstream of infinity, like you said, we need to also be willing to let go of things that are no longer aligned with us. They're no longer part of the reality we're moving into.
I agree totally. In fact, I notice a lot of my clients and people that I know, they are going through divorce, separation. So it's really about when it doesn't work anymore, it's really time to face it and say, it's not working anymore. It's okay. And so it's time to take the courage to say, I can do it. Because again, is a time where if you go to the fear, into the fear mode, and you feel like, oh no, you're trying to procrastinate. Remember, procrastination will take you the same step double. So be careful about every time you procrastinate, because you can notice everything come back heavier. So, and it's better to say, okay, I have some fear, recognize it's okay to be a little afraid. It's okay to feel uncomfortable, but I know I can do it. So start to think about in a positive way. Every aspect we live, they carry something. Mm-hmm. But when the karma is done, the cycle is close to finish, we cannot keep it, because we create more karma, we create more trouble, and nothing's going to work anymore. And so why we need to create more stress when we decide to let go, we can finally breathe, because it's really about find the space and holding the space. Say, I can be here and I'm going to be fine. But it's about the mind setting. So I'm making a joke, but yesterday I was having some problem and today I have another problem. And the funny part, instead of being upset, I started to singing. I was starting to dancing, and I was looking at myself from outside, say, okay, this is a different way to look at, you know? And I was thinking, for somebody else, I would say, she's crazy. But because of course, my reaction was totally opposite to any other people's reaction. So, and I thought, why not? I want to use this energy and change it and transform it. And in fact, as soon as I did it, I noticed the shift of energy on the people that I was calling to fix my problem or other situation. Like, and it's happening and again and again. So I know sometimes I'm a little different from the way that used to be or to think, because in the society, they always, oh, when something's dramatic, or everybody, oh, poor you, always, oh, you know, this kind. No. I start to move it there and say, okay, it's going to be fine. I'm sure it's going to move. I'm sure it's going to, oh, let me see what is the lesson here. But at the same time, you start to take some distance, you know, put yourself out a little, like watching a movie and say, okay, what is going on here? What I need to learn? Mm-hmm. And after that, let go and move, shift the energy. It's very important.
I feel like I have been noticing this a lot, and I'm going to reveal something that's going to maybe shock a few people in the audience. But it's a guilty pleasure of mine, and I'm not going to be ashamed of it. But I love reality TV. it's one of my guilty pleasures. And it's because I started watching it from the very beginning. Like, I think MTV was the first reality TV, even before Survivor. And it was, I think it was The Real World or something like that. Real World, World Rules, all that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, I remember when I was growing up, I loved watching those kinds of shows. And I was a huge fan of The Hills, which is another MTV show. And it's funny because I recently I don't know why she's popped up on my radar recently, because I haven't even thought of her or watched her or anything in a really long time. But Kristen Cavallari she used to be one of the stars on The Hills, and she started her own podcast recently. And every now and then I'll listen to it. And I was just literally listening to it yesterday because I saw that she did Bufo in Mexico. So plant medicine. And I was like, oh, let me listen to this. This is totally not her normal thing. And so I was listening to it, and I'm like, wow, people that you just wouldn't think, you know, that are, you know, that they're just, everyone is going through this spiritual awakening. Everyone is, she was talking about, I believe there's different dimensions and there's different realities that we can access and all that. And I'm just like, it is going mainstream. I don't care what anyone tells me, like it is everywhere. And if you're only going to stay in the spiritual communities, you won't know how it's hitting the mainstream. But I like to go in and out of all the different kind of communities because I want to know what's up. And it's amazing to me. I'm seeing that people's minds are opening, people's spirits are awakening. And it's just this year, this 8 year, when we talk about this infinity and the power of like letting go and opening yourselves up to a newer reality, that means something isn't coming with you. There is a lot that I'm seeing of the old ways of things. Like, I don't know what it is. And I'm curious to know from anyone in the audience and you yourself, Consuelo, but have any of you been noticing this, like on podcasts or even on TV shows? Like, people are talking about this stuff that 5 years ago would have never, ever, you would have never heard it from any of these people.
The vocabulary is changing. The vocabulary, the usual vocabulary yes. people use is so different now. They say stuff like, before, like, okay, if I was saying this years ago, they look at me like a crazy. Now they use in regular conversation, regular movies, series, like, what? I noticed too, I agree with you. And everything start to move finally and change it. And of course, some people use it because it's cool to use it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Don't have any idea what they are saying, you know, but they're going to be always this part of people. But it start to create some, you know, remember, words resonate. Words use a sound. So it's, again, just putting outside, as people don't know what they are really, at least they start to move people's mind and they start to be in the collective, you know. So you need to think of us in this way, but it's important too.
Yeah. Well, as we're kind of heading into spring, we're also going through this purge, right? Obviously, if we need to let go, we have to go through a purge of some sort. We have to detox, we have to cleanse, we have to do all of these things on all the different levels, the emotional level, the mental level, the physical level. And one of the things that I know you were talking to me last month that you've been receiving a lot of information about that's been coming through in several of your client sessions is this idea of acidity.
Yes, acidity, a solar plexus, the stomach, and also parasite, any kind of parasite. Okay, people every time I say, oh, you need to cleanse yourself from parasite, they say, they are very like shocked, like, oh, I... Okay, first of all, people, we have parasite. We carry normally parasite in our body is when they are too much, you know, they go above the balance that we need to clear them. So we have them, okay? And not because you are dirty or you're eating wrong, but just to go out and have a salad or sushi, you can have it. If you have animals in your house, I'm sorry, guys, but you have it, parasite.
Yeah, you do. You cannot have, if your pet is an outdoor pet, you 100% have parasites. Yeah.
Sorry, you know, and so it is a deal with this. It's not, nothing's wrong. It just stop to think that, oh my gosh, no. And what I notice is parasite can be also the kind of astral parasite. Doesn't need to be etheric kind of, doesn't need to be in the physical form. So it's why my spirit says sometimes to my clients, do some detox, like a liver detox, can be dandelion tincture. Nothing need to be fancy. Dandelion tincture, also kind of nice natural detox for your liver and for kidneys, but mostly for a parasite. Because when you, every time, okay, the information that they receive is, we are a fragment, okay? And our goal is to become a full person and every part of us coming back to us together so we can have harmony, okay? And we talk about every part means also the dark part of us, the shadow aspect. So more we are welcoming all of this part, we become a full person. But every time somebody goes in a judgment, fear, shame, whatever, you know, and so they fragment more because one part of you, you don't accept this part of yourself. So it detached from you, you know, in a way. So, and when you do this, it's kind of, this is my way to see it. You open a window, a little window to the low energy. So it's like you are not so strong anymore. Your immune system is not strong anymore. You know, not just the physical part, but also the energetic immune system, if you want to call it, the aura, whatever you want to call. But it seems to me that when you start to be more open to this and you go watching movies, video games, you know, all of this stuff, or your way to live your life, you create this little window. And so this lower energy start to connect with you, attach to you. So, and you start to feel tired, you start to feel nervous, you start to have bad habits more and more. So it's part of the way that they are nourished. So this astral parasite are connected to your astral body. They're not in the physical reality, but in your energy. So I call it lower entity because it's easy when I do session because some people, again, they freak out when I say parasite. So I decide don't use anymore. So lower energy are connected to you, attached to you. And every time I start to raise the client's energy, I see them making face, you know, if this is my way to listen, to see it, like, we are disgusted, but oh, no, we cannot be around here anymore. So I can see them dissolving or go back to where they come from because they don't like high vibrational energy. Mm-hmm. So the more we learn to keep ourselves clean, more we are able to have less situation, okay? Because so we can do faster the adjustment, we can move faster. And so, and it's happened in the physical reality and the astral reality, you know? So is what I want to make sure.
So what you've been seeing then is people having more parasitic problems in the astral. So astral parasites.
And when I notice this, a lot of the time people have a stomach problem, acidity, reflux, you know? So they have some bad digestion, a lot of gas. So they notice that they have also this, and it's interesting to see the combination, mm-hmm. you know? So it's why I always suggest when look for some, you know, parasite tincture that you can use it every day for a couple of weeks or, you know, do something. So there are stuff around that you can use it. And it's nice because it's not a bad medicine. So it maybe can be bitter, but what I'm saying is it's nice because you cleaned yourself and yes. Spring is the best time to do it because everything starts to, you know, we become more energized. So, and we want to be more energized. We're in the physical place where we can move faster, we can do faster mm-hmm. because it's what we're going to do it. Okay. Because light is going to be longer. So the day is going to be longer. We want to go out. So it's the perfect time to do this.
Yeah. It's, you know, we did, 3 years ago, this time 3 years ago, we did a big parasite cleanse. Everyone who was in my alchemy program and anyone who was in my audience who wanted to kind of follow along, we all did a parasite cleanse together. And we started just a few days before the full moon because the parasites all leave and come into the intestines to lay their eggs on the full moon. And so what you do is when they're coming down, you can actually kill them and paralyze them and then flush them out a lot faster. So you can get a lot of them because they know how to hide. They're very good at hiding. So It's really important for anyone out there, if you are thinking of doing a parasite cleanse, to make sure that you coordinate the timing of it to start maybe 3 days before the full moon, and then you will probably have the best results. It's not that you can't start at any other time. It's just you will have the most powerful results. And let's face it, parasite cleanses aren't fun because I totally get why your clients are totally icked out by it, because there's nothing more icky than a parasite. It's just they're so invasive. It literally feels like you have an invader inside your body that is so uninvited, and it's just so hard to get rid of. And there's just something really creepy about it. Like, I don't know what it is about parasites, but it's just blech. I totally get the disgust.
To me, because I believe that everything is part of us, so I become friends with them.
Why am I not surprised?
So, because everything is part of us. I don't hate anything, you know, and I everything have a purpose. So I say, okay, thank you for the good job that you do, but I don't want much access, so please leave my body. And I start to talk to them. And, you know, the good part is, when I'm doing the right time, and you're right about be close to the full moon, by the way, because I noticed the difference too. First of all, I'm craving less sugar and bread. It's like I don't remember them. And my stomach is so start to be more clean. In a few days, I forgot to eat. I'm not kidding. I had to remind myself to eat, but it's unusual for me because I love to eat nice, you know. And so it seems to me that because I cleaning from this parasite, they always want more. I don't crave in this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really about addiction. Any kind, because food addiction sometimes comes also from parasites. So can you see the difference between, there is no difference between astral parasite, that you become addicted to bad habits, watching more TV, or, you know, be lazy. And the physical parasite, they want you to eat the wrong food or the food that, you know, more sugar, more stuff. So you see, both they create this kind of different kind of situation where you become their slave in a certain way. I'm sorry. I use maybe.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, they're utilizing you. You're a literal host. And it's true. If we think about this idea where it's time to lighten up, because if you're in order for, I didn't even plan to say that name of the podcast, but yeah, it's time to lighten up and it's time to let go. And so if you consider that you may have maybe more parasites than normal, then you may need to like really think about that cleanse, because if parasites are all about adding more and wanting more, and you need to go on this less frequency so you can like really let go and go through that bottleneck, so to speak, then, you know, then it really serves well to get rid of these little buggers.
Yeah, and truly. It is okay. It's normal. It's part of a cycle. So winter, we eat more fat, more, you know, we have dormant. So now it's time really to cleanse ourselves, because it's the time to more be active again. And because I like always introduce something new, you know, with my clients and podcasts, I started to listen the matrix from this doctor, Peter Galayev. He's a Russian doctor. He died a couple of years ago. And he was really Nobel Prize. So he was on the list of a Nobel Prize. Unfortunately, he died before to receive a Nobel Prize. And so he started to create this kind of sound. He called it Matrici. And his team, a Russian equipe, you know, this team moved from Italy to Italy. I don't know why from Russia. And so right now, the only part that you can find in YouTube is through a link we're going to leave in the end of the podcast. That is in Italian, but you can always translate. And the picture I can show you. So what is interesting, when I try the parasite, because you have one for parasite, and it also suggests before to do anything else, kidney, liver, or any kind of, or balance your chakra, do the parasite for at least 20 days. So it's interesting because it suggests, because your body is going to be open to receive more when you clean yourself from parasite.
Yes.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So when I try the music, the sound, that is a little... okay, now his team add some nice music as a background, because before it was like very, very sometimes not easy music to listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they mix this now, it's more pleasant. The first time I tried, I felt under my skin, something was crawling, like moving. I'm not kidding. I was like, okay. So it was very, very, very strong. I did it for a couple of days and I was going to the restroom many times, you know, like a crazy, you know, and everybody's different, of course. And after that, I don't need anymore. So a few days was enough for me. But it was pretty amazing. Half an hour of this music, you know, you just listen. You can check emails at the same time. You don't need, you know. And how fast it was working. And wow. I can feel it. Like electric under my skin, under, you know, my yeah. really, my derma was under, like moving the electric, like electric everywhere. I thought, okay, zapper, like a zapping, you know. In my full body, I thought, okay, this is a different sensation.
So, like, do you think that the sound frequencies were kind of like zapping the parasite, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. I felt this. And, you know, after a couple of days, I didn't feel anything anymore. So I thought, probably it's done, or my body adjusted. But it was very interesting.
I'm going to listen to that and see what happens.
Yeah. And it's for free. So it's on YouTube. Why not? Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you bring him up, because when you were telling me about him, we're kind of looking him up online, and I noticed that there was a study that was done that he noticed, because of his work with DNA and sound and on all of that, that DNA is actually, they were able to see that the way it works with light, that your DNA can wrap the light around itself in the helical kind of structure, as opposed to just coming on straight and linearly. So they could actually, the DNA can bend the light around itself. And so I just, that whole concept is so interesting to me. And well, just the DNA in itself, just because so much is held within our DNA, and our DNA is such a powerful technology down here. And so I was wondering if you wanted to try to see if we could just tap in and get any information about, and I'll see if I get any downloads as well, around what is happening, how, when the DNA is able to pull and bend the light around itself, you know, if there's any information that comes through around that, because just even from my own curiosity, when I think about the healing that we did in the generational trauma section of the Forbidden Journey Blueprint coaching program that we just completed, you know, we worked within the DNA, and I've worked with bringing light into the DNA, but to know that the DNA even knows how to wrap light around itself already is pretty interesting.
Because what I hear right now, they say that the photons, because the photons, so the photons, they are recharge energy. They are neutral, but they recharge energy. They are kind of magnetic waves, the photons. So, and I think it's part of the DNA. There is some way to connect to photons. I don't know exactly. I'm not a very scientist. So I feel like the photons attract some light. So the DNA is a, we don't, we are living in this 3D. So what they are saying to me right now is, you have no idea. But everything is a light, so it's not in the matter what you see, it's more light, the real way to be. So what we see in this reality is only the top of the iceberg, so there is nothing. So the DNA have this charge, positive, negative, neutral inside, and the photons, it create this kind of, so it moved to a speed light, the photon, so it helped the DNA to move in this kind of vibration. So when Dr. Gabriel was able to do the sound and the light, because sounds and light are connected, mm-hmm. it's not separate. So we don't see, when we sing, we don't see the light, but we do. We emit some light every time. We emit some energy light. But it's because in our reality, we are not able to see them. We cannot. So it means that this is the combination, but it can be tapped in the blueprint, in a DNA, and help to bend and to move and to change the shape.
Okay, so this is kind of cool. I love that this is totally off the cuff and we're just kind of going with it, and this is so interesting. So
but they are streaming right now, but I have no clue.
So I'm getting downloads. So what I'm seeing is, when you say that, what I'm seeing is that there is a magnetic and electric energy yep. within the DNA that is able to pull the light particles, the photons towards it, to wrap it in the lights, so to speak. So it's able to bend the light, which I'm just being told, like, well, if you're bending the light, Nicole, with your DNA, you're also able to bend time. And so, I'm just getting this reminder and to share with all of you, they're saying, just remember, you can bend light, you can bend time, and you can do that through the DNA. And they said, oh, they're saying, isn't that so interesting when you think about your generational healing and how you can, the DNA can literally bring in the light and bend time, and it travels through the ripple effect across all of the space and time dimensions to affect the ancestral line, where those in the spirits of your ancestors are feeling the healing, and that continues forward.
Is why we can heal generation, you know, mm-hmm. before us. We can go past, present, future, doesn't matter. That's we can so heal, you know, when I do a session, I can see parallel lives. Sometimes I can see future, present, you know, and when I do the healing, I clear the trauma. I know it's not going to affect only this present life and the memory that I was bringing out, but any other lifetime. I'm telling you, it's pretty amazing to see how much every healing goes, not only back and forth, but in a circular way. I don't know how to explain, but it's okay. I know sometimes using words in this reality. So I see pictures sometimes or information, but it's hard to explain in this reality, telling you. So I do my best, but sometimes I can see the picture or I can see how they work, but it's hard to process in this, in the way that we think. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's even just interesting as we're kind of talking about this to think about how our DNA operates in changing our reality around us through the technology of itself. So if it's able to hold a specific charge and pull certain light particles into it from the very essence of our DNA, so again, that is our human technology. Because I know we've only scratched the surface on us, but this body fascinates me. What we're able to do with it just fascinates me. We don't understand anywhere near what we're capable of. But like, so what I'm being shown right now is I'm also being shown how like the DNA particles separate and allows more light to kind of penetrate inwards. And so it's almost like there's the molecules are starting to pull away to allow more light in. And then that starts to reshape things in a different way and can also, I'm assuming, activate different gene expression.
Oh, yes, for sure. And also, in fact, look how much, you know, I can tell you, years ago, they told me that my DNA was a change and shift. And you know, I started to develop, a different DNA. So it's like evolving DNA. I think all of us, because we don't have any way, or maybe we have, but it will cost a lot to figure out our DNA. But I think all of us, we are going already to a big change of DNA. We're already different. I'm telling you. It's just the fact that we are able to access to some of our gift that before we didn't know that we have it, but we open ourselves to a possibility, because this is the part. When you open yourself to a possibility and give yourself permission to connect to this part, the DNA starts to shift, open, and bend, and allowed. You see, it's why I'm not sure where I start first, the egg of a chicken. But what I'm saying is, I think more become conscious, and then we allow the change in our life, in our DNA, in our consciousness, more the DNA shows up some part and it starts to develop other part, other aspect. They are ready to be connected, but until we don't accept it or we don't create a right environment, whatever it is, I don't think we're able to have it. So every time it's change and transform. This is what I'm...
Okay, so I'm also seeing this, and you let me know if this resonates with you, but I'm just being shown how the light comes in and acts like a bridge, as a connector piece to where you might be missing the thing that you need. Yes. And the light acts as a connector, almost like a bridge.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I can see it, but I wasn't able to say it. Thank you for...
Okay, so that's what you're seeing.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's okay. Yes. Interesting. Oh, wow. Okay. So the more light we invite in, which in order to invite more light in, we have to let go. We have to be willing to be lighter, literally. So you have to be able to shed some of the density. And the density is our pain, our trauma, our fears, our old belief systems that are limiting, you know, all of the things that we get hung up on. We have to go in and we have to make peace with a lot of that. Again, it's not about removing the trauma, so to speak, it's about neutralizing the trauma so that way it's not heavy anymore. And so, because I believe that the trauma also holds important lessons that you will keep with you through your journey. But that's really interesting to see how we can attract certain light particles and frequencies into our DNA that start to change the actual structure of the DNA by acting as connector points.
Okay. I think that, again, I think it's part of evolution. You need to also remember there's a collective part of us that we sometimes we don't remember because we are so focused on ourselves and doing the job, you know. Sometimes we don't remember that everything we do helps to shift and change more than we realize. In fact, I was talking to my higher self a few days ago, and Oyona Saltian, and I was asking her how we are doing in the future because she's in the future, and she say, "You don't believe it, but we are doing much better now." And she say, "You don't realize, not just me, but people like us, you don't realize how much you already started to change and move. So the future is much brighter and better. And so you don't see this because you are inside of this and you don't see it. But you're going to see in the future, maybe not immediately. But so I think it's also part of this. The movement we create as a collective help to change the DNA as a collective DNA. Don't forget about this part. Because this is also a way where we are moving in the future and we are creating the possibility in the future. Makes sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. And again, it's just like working across all different times, you know, like across the dimensions, the space, the time, all of that is getting affected through the work.
So it's why the light is a bridge, because the light, there is a vibration of the light that it goes, you know, is the light is, it doesn't have the same time that we use it. So it's faster. It's why the light is going to be the best way for us to move in the future and be the changer. And so, and more we're going to see the vibration is going to be the one of the easier way to heal, and, you know, vibration sounds. And truly, just through singing, sometimes I feel better, you know. So it's really about open yourself to find the happiness, find the little child, the inner child, but in a good way. So find this vibration, because sometimes people, high vibration to be very spiritual, I need to focus on doing this. And I see people, no, it doesn't need to be hard work. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people confuse me, say, oh my gosh, no. First, you don't try, you do it or don't do it. You know, okay? Forget about the word try, because I say, how many people, I'm trying. No, you don't try, you do it. Do it, you do your best, okay? Yeah. Because, and second, start to think that everything to be simple, more is simple and easier and accessible, lighter is. Mm-hmm. Because when it's complicated, it's not lighter. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's funny because so this morning I woke up and I did a cacao, a ceremonial cacao, and then I had my music and my meditation, and and this one song came on and I was like, ooh, this one I'm going to listen to on repeat for a bit. And then there's like this singing in it. And I was just letting myself sing and I was like dancing. And I was like, oh, this is just, I was just in so much joy. Like I literally was like, this is the way every morning should start. And I love, and I've been starting my mornings more and more like that, because I just love tapping into that frequency, that sensation, that feeling, that joy, that the lightness, and just the fun. Like it's fun. And it was interesting because like last night I was listening to a podcast that Matthias DiStefano had recently been on. It was on, I think it's called the higher, it's not the higher self podcast. I don't like, anyways, Know Thyself podcast or something like that. Anyway, he was on there and he was talking about, they were talking about manifestation and just kind of changing realities. And one of the things that the guy, the host asked him, he's like, well, how do you prepare for like when you're going into these big plate portals and things like that? And all, he's like, well, if I want to like change my reality or I want to bring something in, the only thing I do focus on is having fun. Like I just start having fun. Like I make everything fun. I stop making everything serious. Like, and that's, it's true. You know, like this morning I held another masterclass for generational trauma. And the only thing I wanted to focus on was like, I don't care what I'm supposed to say, not say. All I care about is the frequency I'm bringing. Then I just need to have fun. And that's the biggest thing. It's like, we forget, like, everything is so attractive when it's fun, right? If you see someone who's having a kick-ass time and they're laughing and they're just enjoying life, like you want to know what they're doing. You want to know what they're on. You almost want to be around them. And like, it's a joy to be around people like that. And so when you actually embrace that frequency, the fun frequency, think about the universe in general. The universe is like, oh, let's go hang out with her. Let's go bring whatever she needs, you know? And it's just, everything's just more, it is effortless. And so I was out of my head. And I was just like, the webinar was just great. The masterclass was so good. And it's just, I had fun the whole time. And I'm like, why have I been so serious in the past? I remember like, you do, you just take things so seriously. You're like, I got to do it right. I got to be really good at this. And if I'm not, you know, you just, you put so much pressure on yourself. And it's like, what if I just had fun? And I think that's important. I think it's really important.
In particular in this time, because you're going to see a lot of people going completely crazy. So it's really time for letting go. Don't start any fight around if it's not really necessary. Mm-hmm. And just start to, you know, I remember my teacher when I was doing polarity, you know, as a, you know, I'm polarity certified. And she always say, remember, Consuelo, this is the fire. And the way to neutralize the fire is with a neutral. So as an element, this is fire. This is, you know, there are different kind of elements, you know, this is air, this is, you know, neutral air, fire, water, or earth. So every time somebody does this to you, she say, do this, you neutralize, you know. So it means when somebody is aggressive, don't put more fire. Don't start to laugh because then we'll misunderstand you, but at least be neutral, let go, don't pay attention, you know, say, okay, whatever, you know, and move forward. And so in this way, you're going to let the people have their own issues figuring out, but because this is a time of more, much separation between people, you're going to see more who decide to stay in my side, what is another side. And this is not judgment. It's just about let them be. It's okay. Don't judge mm-hmm. them. Let them be. So be out of the way. Okay. This is my idea. Be out of the way. So I'm fine. I'm having fun. I enjoy my life. And every day wake up and say, I love my life. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I love my life. I'm in love with myself. I'm in love with my life. This is the best way to start your day.
It's really been transformative for me to, you know, over the last year and a half or so, like really tapping into that pleasure principle, the Kundalini energy, the goddess energy, just, I don't know, just the I'm going to just let myself flow freely. And, you know, like just, there's just something about it that has really unlocked and the way I experience life on my day to day. You know, it's not that I don't have bad days and I don't have stressful moments, you know, but there's, it just, if you can start your day with that, it just transforms everything. And you don't get upset the way you would normally at stuff that might irritate you or rub you the wrong way. Like it's literal water off a duck's back kind of a feeling. And that must be this blessing of being in a higher frequency where the lower energies, they can't even touch you. Like when you're in that state, they can't touch you.
Yes, I agree. I agree. It's time. So lower, you know, from lower vibration, raise up. And again, coming back to the what we are talking, be nice, eat the right food, start to detox yourself, start to cleanse, do some water cleansing, you know, bless the water, because sometimes people don't realize we can do stuff. We don't need to pay every time, because, you know, we don't need to spend a lot of money in spa or do stuff. No, it can be something simple every day, you know, blessing your water, ask the water to cleanse you, to help you, you know, do something, little ritual, you know.
Especially something. Water, because it's so programmable. It's the most programmable substance on the planet.
And we are
70% water. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because you say so, if we are 80% of water and water is programmable, means that we are able to program ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it means that we are able to heal ourselves. Means can you imagine how much we can do, but we don't do because nobody is telling us what we can? Sense what I'm saying? So
yeah, no, absolutely. And it's just sometimes you just get stuck in this idea of like, oh, it's too hard. And I get it. Like sometimes if you're still new to the healing journey or you're going through like a dark phase, it can feel really cumbersome. It can feel exhausting. It can feel like I just don't want to do it anymore. But it's always when you're at that stage, you're so close to the breakthrough. You're so close to being on the other side. And it's like, when you really do start to experience on a much more consistent basis, this energy of freedom, this energy of lightness, this energy of like, yeah, just, it's okay. Like whatever, it's okay. I'm good. Like it just, and fun and the fun. Like I wish that people knew more what was waiting for them if they're willing to just do that deeper work and be willing to let go. No, sometimes the work is just a process of letting go. We're holding on too tightly. We don't even realize it.
I agree completely. I agree. And so people don't realize how much they can access to other things if they start to let go of this fear on holding on everything. But it's how also, you know, we can go for hours talk about this.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I wanted to ask you, since like before we like close out, would you like to do like a parasite cleansing or something to offer the audience?
I was thinking to do something with the people. So I would like to give a this. And, you know, I mixed together different things that I found it interesting. So the astral parasite removal, everybody can use it anytime they want it. And again, it's about energetic, you know, parasites. So everything is connected to your body. So this exercise can help you to clear your astral body from, you know, from some time, can be for a few hours or a day. So when you feel tired, you feel a lot of fatigue, you feel that, you know, you're upset more than usual. So something's going on. You can feel that something's going on. So you can do this. It's very simple. So what you do, you put your tongue, you know, the top of your tongue up to the rooftop. So in this way, you create a circular energy. And you also, what you do, you visualize your astral body that is probably 15, 20 inches from your body, your physical body. And it can be like a milky kind of ghost, milky color, whatever, you know, but you can feel it. So it's something that is not physical, but you can see this kind of. So when you see this, visualize this around you. And so what you do, you are able to ask this part of you, the astral body, to go spiral clockwise around your body for 12 times. So every time you do it, breathe in and let do it, and you start to count. One, and go. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven, eight, nine, and 12. So this is the way that you can clear your astral body. Feel it. And if you go slower, it's okay. So you can take your own time. If you prefer to go slower, it's fine. Okay. And now you can ask your higher self to assist you you can ask your higher self, Archangel Michael, to bring the light, the tunnel of light from the universe down to you, and visualize yourself completely fully inside this beautiful tunnel of light. Call the greatest healers from higher dimensions to assist you during this process, and ask to be clear from any astral parasite, any residuals, anything that is not welcome in your energy right now. And it's time for you to let them go. And just let them go. You can start to feel maybe some pulling off stuff, whatever it is. Let them be. And again, everybody have a time, so you can do it. Ask the circle of security to hold the space and your field in harmony. And seal it. You can call the golden ray and the silver ray to finish your work and harmonize everything around you. We will say thank you for any help received. And ask Archangel Michael to roll up the tunnel of light. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. If you close your eyes, but when you're ready, you just say thank you and breathe.
Oh, how interesting.
Something very simple, nothing fancy.
No. And again, simple is better.
Yes. And again, you can do this anytime you want. And if you don't have a time, you can just do the 12 times clockwise. If you don't have a time to do anything else, remember your tongue up, do this for 12 times. And you can repeat this different time during the day if you feel it. Mm-hmm. This at least is going to be good for, you know, the astral parasite. But if you do a full circle, it's nice.
Okay. And they can do that also while listening to this music that you are. Yes.
This is Kiki. We're going to put in the podcast. Of course, you're going to be part. And so I'm going to give you the link so you can add this information. It's free. So people can go and I'm going to put the link for the specific music and they can check any other stuff because it's very, very nice, I can tell you. Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. I think that's good. And I think, you know, as we head into springtime here in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, we're also heading into the astrological new year. So always good to kind of do a spring cleaning. And with it being an 8-year and needing to let go and make ourselves lighter, because I do feel like we have definitely left some denser energies behind us, even though I know there are certain things that are going on in the world that you're like, Nicole, you're crazy if you think that. I don't, because those chaos just are examples of why it's so much. Like, you can't have chaos like that when it's just always so dense. You've got to have the contrast. And so
yeah, because it's moving the energy. So chaos moves. And I always say, you know, when somebody depressed, I always prefer the person be angry, because anger moves. So sometimes the fire, the anger moves stuff.
It's
so
good,
we need
yeah.
time, because otherwise we're stuck in the mud. So this is the way. I remember this is the year of a dragon, and I am a dragon. So the year of a dragon. So the dragon brings fire too, big movement and fire in a way, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's really about the movement. This is the year of movement. And the number 8, you say it's movement. Again, See how many times we see movement. The movement is happening.
Move with flow, move with grace, move with ease, you know, like embrace all those concepts wherever you can. You know, if you're struggling with something, let go. Say, why am I struggling so much? Like, maybe I just shouldn't like care as much, or, you know, like depending on your situation, obviously, but like there is something to be said about how we can create our own resistance in a situation through our ability to make it so serious and so big and so cumbersome through that. So it's important to be able to let go. There are certain things we cannot take with us as we shift into these newer realities, and
nothing more.
Yeah. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that parasite sound thing and see if I'm on the toilet a lot more.
Let me know. Interesting. Let me know. You're gonna feel it. I'm pretty sure you're gonna feel
it.
Oh
my goodness. Okay. Well, let the audience know if you got anything going on, or if they want to book a session with you, how can they get in contact with you?
The usual way, you know, people, you can find me on my website, balanceevolution.com. You can always find me there. You can book a session directly. And for any reason you want to contact me, welcome. I always do my best to answer emails or text message. So let me know. So I'm want to help you. So whatever it is, you know, I would love to empower people. So this is my goal in this life, empower people. So when you come to me, you're going to feel more empowered, and I'm going to help you to feel so good about yourself and understand more who you really are, because it's time. It's really time.
It is. It is. And to all of you, don't forget again, the Forbidden Journey Retreat tickets are still on sale. And if you'd like to join the 8-week group coaching program to remove generational trauma, remove that invisible wall that's holding you back, go through a complete spiritual rebirth, then I'm going to leave a link for that to sign up. There are limited spots available for that. And I will close the doors as soon as I hit 10. So guys, I love you so much. Have an incredible week. And I'll see you next time, probably with Mary Ducina, for the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. So buckle up, eclipse season is upon us, and things are about to get dramatic, that's for sure. As if they haven't been dramatic enough already. All right, guys, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolic.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.